Sunday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 976 new COVID-19 cases with 18 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 271,154 cases, 4,311 deaths. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 1,350 new COVID-19 cases with one new death, bringing the year-to-date totals to 437,549 cases, 6,354 deaths. Locally, so far, we have had reported 2,466 cases in Baxter County, 998 in Fulton County, 1,379 in Sharp County, Howe County, 3,320, and Oregon County, 756. For more of your countywide totals, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. A Mountain Grove man was arrested by the Missouri State Highway Patrol Saturday night in Wright County. 29-year-old Roman Moore was arrested for felony fleeing, a Wright County felony warrant for possession of amphetamine, a misdemeanor Wright County warrant for failure to appear, no license, no insurance, and hazardous equipment. He was taken to the Wright County Jail. The Arkansas State Police are investigating a crash involving a school bus in Independence County Friday morning. A Batesville school bus was hit in the rear north of Batesville. The school bus was traveling north when it was hit. No names have been released yet in this accident, and no children were injured on the bus. Last week, State Senator Carla Esslinger, in her weekly podcast, talked about being sworn in.
We had our bicentennial inauguration Monday. You know, I was just honored to be able to be a part of that. The crowd that was out there on the front lawn, and we were sworn in, our state leaders. And, you know, it was a little bit cold, but just as our governor was taking his oath, you know, the sun kind of came out, right? So I'm hoping it was an omen for some really good things ahead. They had a beautiful ceremony. I'm excited to work with all the state leaders that took the oath on Monday.
Esslinger also talked about what she'd like to see the state legislature accomplish.
I really want to be able to streamline some of those systems and get some folks into the jobs they have worked hard to be trained to do. And then gubernatorial appointments, which is kind of the same kind of thing where we have the chance to look over appointments and make sure that those are good fits for the job and the task we're asking them to do. But the biggest one, of course, is just honored to be, as a freshman senator, to be passed to join the Appropriations Committee. I know that that is a huge lift in this side of the building, but I'm looking forward to the work, and I know that it'll give us some opportunity to hopefully be of service to the 33rd, being on that committee as well.
Esslinger just began her first term as the 33rd District State Senator. Lottery players have another chance to win big this week. Since there were no winners of the top prize in both the Powerball and Mega Million jackpots in the most recent drawings, the Powerball jackpot grew to an estimated $730 million after no one matched all five numbers and the red ball in the drawing on Saturday night. If a lottery player strikes big in the next Powerball drawing on Wednesday, it would be the fifth largest jackpot ever in the United States. And no one beat the odds Friday in the Mega Millions drawing, so that jackpot grew to an estimated $850 million. That would be the third largest jackpot ever if there's a winner of the top prize in the drawing on Tuesday. Mega Millions and Powerball are both played in 45 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Powerball also is offered in Puerto Rico. The Mask Up Ozarks campaign still continues. We talked to Kim Wood at Ozarks Healthcare about the campaign.
Various community leaders are banding together. We want to get out a positive, encouraging message to encourage everyone to continue the healthy behaviors that they have been exhibiting through this pandemic. We want to continue and show our support for everyone in masking, supporting community members and the businesses that they frequent, to encourage them to promote masking in their business, promote citizens to frequent those businesses, and keep continuing with their healthy behaviors there.
Remember, Mask Up Ozarks. Nestle Prepared Foods is recalling more than 762,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said the frozen stuffed sandwiches shipped to retail stores nationwide are being recalled because they may be contaminated with the extraneous materials, specifically pieces of glass and hard plastic. The recall is for 54-ounce packages containing 12 Nestle Hot Pocket brand sandwiches, premium pepperoni made with pork, chicken, and beef pizza garlic buttery crust. For more details on the dates and codes on these boxes, you can go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.